Very quickly, just an update in the basketball. Yesterday, Melbourne with a win over the Hawks. Matthew Dellavedova.
Delly was on fire.
He is not known for scoring. He's shot 5 3-pointers twice in his professional career across the NBA and NBL. He hit 7 yesterday. Every time he dropped one, everyone was like in absolute disbelief. Even the Hawks fans, they were loving it, lapping it up. Just because you couldn't believe what you were seeing. Matthew Dellavedova dropping 33 points, 7 of 11 from deep.
Wow.
The commentators, it was Andrew Gaze and Leonard Copeland. The guys were like, is that Chris Golding out there in Dellie's jersey? It was very funny. So highly entertaining. And then a loss for the Kings afterwards in the second game of the day.
So Dellie in the NBL is being a bit like, I think I mentioned it previously about Steph Curry, who has reached the status of everyone's appreciating Steph around the league, even the away fans, because or the home fans when he goes away, is because, hey, it's Steph Curry.
Yeah, but it was so entertaining. The game was great in itself, but
yes,
just seeing somebody who you wouldn't expect to be playing like that. And for basketball people out there, watching Dellie shoot the ball is quite uncomfortable. He's got a really ugly stroke on him. And yet somehow they were dropping like flies. It was amazing.
Little nuggety dude, Dellie, isn't he? Like you think, NBA. So he got paid, didn't he? Did he get a 4-year, $52 million deal or something like that?
At some point, yeah.
Yeah, right. And you go, Ben Simmons has got that deal, and you're like, oh, that's terrible. But when Dellie gets it, you go, good, deserves it.
Because he's one of those blue-collar guys.
Absolutely.
He works so hard at his craft. And even now, from reports within training and things like that, he's the hardest worker in the group.
And there he is in the Boomer squad. And, you know, a bloke like Brian Goorjian goes, okay, Dellie.
There's a bit of talk about that. Not about the Boomer squad, but last time I was down there in Melbourne played, Chris Golding had 25 in the first half.
Yes.
And that was before selection for the Olympics. And so with people kind of questioning, is Dellie on the way out? And he goes and drops 33 in front of the national coach. You're like,
exactly.
I'm still here, buddy.
That's right.
Hey, Gorge, we can ask Gorge about that tomorrow on the show.
Interesting to read about Josh. Everyone's talking about Josh Giddey, and Matty Logue's written about Josh Giddey and Josh Green again. But remember, Gorge told us, well, we had 3 days of camp and Josh Green was looking really good, and that's why I left Josh Giddey out. But now Josh Green's starting to do some really good things in his NBA time on the court.
Which is great. He's getting some more meaningful minutes, and I think that confidence that is entrusted in him, he's out there going, okay, I do have a bit of a license here.
Yes.
The NFL is on at the moment.
Wow.
31 to the Bucks. They're absolutely pumping the Philadelphia Eagles, who are yet to get on the board, although hang on a second, we're watching this live. That's a great run. But Bruce Arians, it's a bit of a weird moment here with one of his players, Stephen Adams, I think his name is.
Andrew Adams,
apologies. Just have a listen to this.
Bruce Arians comes in. He's pretty excited. He takes a whack at Adams. I don't know if he's...
It's Troy Aikman.
The vision is bizarre. To be honest, it looks like he's being told off, but Bruce comes in and absolutely whacks this guy over the top of the helmet. And it looks so strange.
So is he doing that? Because we've just seen replays here going, okay, what's going on there? Is he doing that after Adams did a good thing?
Yeah, well, so yes. That's right. Why it's really confusing, because you're watching it back going, like the coach is beating up on one of his players there.
Yeah.
But no, he's just really like freaking psyched.
I feel like I'm on the sideline at Wynn Stadium and Nathan Brown is there with Trent Barrett and Lance Thompson. That's what it felt like. He ran onto the field, Bruce Arians, and hit him over the head. I thought, uh-oh, what did he do wrong? But he's done good.
He's done good. So there you are. The Bucks absolutely progressing there.
31-6 now. Oh. 31-7 over the Philadelphia Eagles. They did get that touchdown to Scott. Jordan Mailata in action there as well. I'm not saying he's not having a good day, but his team's clearly not having a good day. Breaking back with more.